As some of you may know, I write books and I do a lot of media these days, and I have web pages and I post a blog page and so forth. And on one of my web pages, people send in questions and they ask me, could I please answer these questions? These are people that have real problems. And here's one of the questions I got. She said, you know, I would like to know about reincarnation. You know, I was born pretty okay. I was born normal. But then I had this accident and I suffered a severe form of brain damage. And so my brain doesn't register so much anymore. And I was once smart, but I don't think I am. I was a kind of normal person walking across the street, and I got hit by a cyclist, and then my faculties all went blank, and sort of like I felt I disappeared, and something else was there, and just a few signals, and then there was blankness again. How can this happen to a person, to just be made blank? What is the point of all that? Just because I had an accident, don't I get to have a mind? It could have been just a bump on the head with a few symptoms, but no. I got wiped out, all wiped out. Like I was there, and then I was not there. I just didn't think this could happen now, and I have to be like this every day of my life, just blank. Anyway, the condition will not get any better. There was a whole person, and now there is not. So I'm just wondering, if there's rebirth, how can I just be a normal human being again like everyone else with normal human intelligence and a head that isn't brain damaged? A regular human head, isn't that a given? I wonder, will rebirth help me and can I get the standard issue brain again like I had originally? Also, if I die with dementia, what can happen? I know these are really weird questions, but I wanted to get your opinion on that. Can you help me? Can you give me any ideas to what's going on here and what's going to happen to me? Well, I was dumbfounded by this. First of all, I'm a physicist and I'm not a psychologist or a brain surgeon. So, how do I answer a question like that? First of all, it amazed me that the questioner was asking the question, if she had lost all these faculties, where did she get the faculties to ask these remarkable, insightful, mystical kinds of questions? So that gave me a hint. You know, maybe what she means by losing some faculties is maybe the kinds of things that you normally think are important in your life are no longer important for her, and she just doesn't deal with that stuff, like, you know, watching the red light so she doesn't get hit again by a bicyclist, or when to eat meals, or when to go to the bathroom, or recognizing a face of somebody who comes to the room. Maybe all that stuff got wiped out by all this, but something clearly is there. So that got me curious. That was one thing. I began to rephrase it in my mind. Here's a normal person who suddenly is blank. What can that person do? So I began thinking about all of the techniques that I have learned over the years that deal with the relationship of mind to the world that seems to exist out there. And there's a process in Buddhist teaching called mindfulness. And it's a kind of a meditation. It's more like really paying attention to what's happening to you. And I thought, well, that may be good for her to do if she can do that. Focusing, watching how your feet hit the ground, watching how your arm swings, watching how the position of your head changes as you move. When you are missing something during these periods of blankness, are you aware that you're missing something? That was the question that entered my mind. Because now we're getting into this whole question of what is consciousness. And here's an interesting circumstance that has arisen, which allows us to look into this thing we call consciousness. Then I began to pour into this even more deeply than I had before. And I began to think, you know something? Maybe what's happening here is that the essential self, we might call it the soul, the essential person, maybe that's really who's writing to me. Maybe that's where this question is coming from. Maybe there's a deeper reality, a deeper person, somebody who's not just the superficial, egoic person that kind of stands outside of it all, that really is composing all of this, that the superficial person, the so-called ego, is really a small part of it. And maybe that's what got knocked out. That was going through my mind. That there was an essential you, an essential person there who was not just the one that was paying attention to what's going on all the time. And that got me thinking, if that's the case, who and what is that you or that I? Is it real? I mean, what could it be? And that got me thinking, well, if it is real, was it born? Is it going to die? If you can reincarnate, what happens to that? Does that itself reincarnate? And then I began to think about what ancient spiritual teaching has to say about it all. And what I realized is that from its point of view, ancient spiritual teaching, as for example, the Bhagavad Gita, or the teachings of Patanjali, or the teachings of almost any of the great spiritual teachers, such as Yogananda, the Buddha, whatever. And I find that in these teachings, there is this inkling that all of these people, at one time or another, discovered their essential I-ness, their essential I-person, their royal I-ness, your highness, this beingness that is deeply embedded in some way, and that really is calling the shots, is really in control of the show, and is really the beingness which is not born and therefore cannot die. So in that sense, that was the one that I think was addressing me in the question.